Well, that is the sound of celebrations from the No campaigners on the streets last night. You may already have seen the pictures or gained a sense of the celebrations for the No campaigners. With us now in the studio, Angelique Istoria, Manchester City councillor representing Wally Range, but is from Greece and has been talking to her family and friends regularly over the past few weeks. Angelique, morning to you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. You're very welcome. I never expected to be greeted by sweets from Rome.
Oh, so I'll let you choose your flavour before
morning.
You go. This is my bit to uphold. The Greek economy is safe in
Excellent.
My hands with two
very
bags
good.
Of chewy sweets. Were your family and friends out celebrating last night or head in the hands?
Well, actually, I've got a few friends that live in Athens and I've spoken to them around 8 o'clock yesterday and they were heading to Sidama. They sent through some pictures. They said it was a very, very calm atmosphere. People were wondering about the results. As you know, there weren't any exit polls in Greece. Speaking to my dad yesterday as well, nobody expected the result that we got yesterday night, but I think if you would ask me to sort of explain what happened, is that, and what messages should people be taking in the Eurogroup from the results, is that people have had really enough. Austerity doesn't work anymore. I mean, it was an unfair choice to begin with, because you're asking people to choose between austerity or bankruptcy, and it's not fair. It's really not fair.
But the fact that they're saying no to austerity, it's not going to make life economically, financially any easier, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So the biggest point that I would like to make is that we have swapped certain decline in poverty for more and more uncertainly, the likes of which we have not seen across Europe. This is something that all Europeans are experiencing through what's happening to Greece.
And interesting you point that, because as a holidaymaker, and Greece, as we know, relies so much on tourism, wandering through the streets of Rhodes, a long way away from Athens, much closer to Turkey, you do get a sense of the fact that it is on its backside. While there are plenty of holidaymakers still around, they don't seem, and obviously a lot of these holidaymakers coming from countries themselves in austerity measures, they're not spending the money in the shops, nor the tavernas if they've got all found in hotels.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to have massive problems unless the banks open immediately, because the supplies in the islands are going to go, are going to be sort of depleted. I was listening yesterday to Greek TV. 35 billion was made last year from tourism in Greece. Now we're going to have problems with supply payments, payments of salaries. Everyone will be suffering this crisis. It's not an easy thing saying, right, okay, we've got 60 euros that we can be drawing every day. The businesses are suffering on the back of this.
What do you make of the news breaking this morning about the departure of Yanis Varoufakis, who's been all over the news and looks such a casual financial minister, but very hard in what he had to say? He's gone. He's decided he's going.
Yeah. Well, there were a few murmurs yesterday night in Athens. I do note that the very, very big political change of, and this is something again on the back of this referendum, we had the leader of the Conservative group who's also resigned yesterday night. This morning the leaders in Greece of the political parties are going to meet. We have new faces. So the political changeover is massive, and I think if there's anything that gives me a little bit of hope is that we get sensible people to strike a deal as soon as possible.
I mean, you do get a sense that nobody really knows what is going to happen, or we do know that we are at the edge of a precipice, and these are just massively tumultuous times for not just the Greek people, but for the Eurozone and all the countries living around them.
Absolutely. And the other point is, people in Greece that have voted for no, they didn't just vote no. Some of them, or some commentators have said that they are voting no to Europe and that we want out of Europe. We don't want out of Europe. There are fractions, of course, that want us out of Europe, and I hope that the Greek government doesn't want us.
And Tsipras has been quick to make that. It doesn't mean necessarily a departure.
No, it doesn't.
Just speaking to people over the last 10 days, and mine's a tiny, tiny microcosm, just one holidaymaker in a massive sea of what is going on, but you get a sense from people there eking out a living. we hear quite often in the media, oh, well, you know, here are the Greeks and they've been able to retire at the age of 55. I've been talking to people who say that is so untrue. I am going to be working till I am 75. I am working 10 hours a day. I have 3 days off a month. I have only got work till October because I'm in the tourism industry. People are living absolutely hand to mouth. They're not going to be losing out in the banks, are they?
No, people have barely enough money to survive. I mean, they've been through 5 years of anxiety and frustration where they see their incomes drop. My dad is a pensioner, my mum is a pensioner as well. They have had a quarter of their pension being cut. Now, can you tell me how they're going to live? And then on the other hand, you know, my dad has got blood pressure, so he needs to take his medicine sort of every day. The contributions that he has had to make for his medicines, and they're increasing and increasing and increasing. Public sector services are decreasing and are getting more and more expensive. I mean, try to go to Greece in a supermarket and get what you get here, you know, when you go to your local supermarket is much, much more expensive.
Because everything's shipped in?
Yes. Yes, and it's going to get worse.
But is that not... I spoke to other people who said in one sense it might do the Greek economy good because they will have to become more self-reliant again and not rely on the imports. And we want to come back to a cash-based society and not cashless.
You can become self-reliant when you live, for example, in a city, out in the suburbs or outside a huge urban area. But if you live in big cities and this is where people want to live, how can you become self-reliant? You don't have a garden. I mean, my dad has got a garden and he can grow his own potatoes and, you know, cucumbers and whatever, but not everyone has got that. So how can you become more self-reliant? You have got a job and this is what gives you an income, or you're unemployed and then, you know, you try to survive off your family or sifting through dustbins. I've never been to Greece before. When I left in 1995, it was inconceivable that someone is sifting through bins in a small town like mine in the northwest of Greece.
Saw
35,000 people.
Saw
it is
mums
a disgrace.
Begging with the kids and using toddlers to go and pose with groups of tourists in the hope that give them a few coppers. Standing for photographs. Okay. Hey. Angelika Stoya, thank you very much for coming
Pleasure.
In. Manchester City Council representing Wally Range, but of course from Greece, you can tell by the accent, lots of family and friends still out there.